6/26/16. Recorded. Now call the meeting to order. Do we have any additions or deletions?
I have one addition. I heard from Kristen Paglin. She would like the select board to appoint her to one of the empty spots on the planning board. She can't make this next meeting, but she would be willing to join at the one after this one.
Kristen
Paglin. She's about a half a mile from me. The top of the Brook Road.
Spell. Pad.
I introduced her.
P-A-G-L-E-N? P-A-G-L-E-N.
Oh, Paglin. My bad.
Well, I make a motion that we appoint our Kristen Paglin to the select planning board.
Seconded.
As of today.
Seconded.
All in favor? So move.
You know, Mike,
we had a good fourth?
No.
It's not much cooler in here, Keith.
It's cool in my house.
Mine too.
So on another addition, what about Bonnie Bassett's situation?
I didn't check today, but as of Thursday, I have not seen June's payment or July's payment.
That's not good.
And you said it doesn't look like anybody's really staying there, so I don't know what's happening.
So do we need to call VLCT and ask them what our next option is? We offered them a payment plan.
Right. And she seemed more than happy with it. It was actually her idea. What did we get? Two payments? The $800 and then one of $250, I think, and nothing else.
Do you want to call them or email them and ask them what our next option is?
Yeah.
Because we don't seem to be able to run our town without Montpelier getting involved.
Yeah, because I don't know if you can restart the tax sale process in the same year, or if now it has to wait till next spring, or I don't know.
Do we need to talk to Clark at all and legality?
Vermont League of Cities and Towns has attorneys that answer your questions. I think Garrett Baxter is usually
right.
The one I hear from.
And okay. So we should touch base with them first for free info.
Instead of $400.
Before $400 an hour,
right,
for an answer, yes or no.
It's nice to have Clark to write up documents and stuff,
right,
but questions.
All right, let's do that and we'll go from there. Okay, visitors, you're up.
Okay, a couple things. So our payment for last fall, it's 75% is the payment of, so it comes to 247. That's been sitting on the desk of somebody at Region since the beginning of June for a month now. They, of course, with just that small office, then they have to do triple duty of going out and doing surveys and everything else. So the representative is contacted me today, our FEMA rep, and said, you know, he's working it, trying to get that through the bureaucracy. So, you know, we'll get it. It just takes forever. Second thing, we need to, and I mentioned it, I went down to look at the Brook Road a week ago, and I mentioned it to Alliance, I guess he's the owner, that we've got to account for the debris and the culverts, just like we did when we had the last year when we had everything, you know. Of course, we didn't know that up front, so John and I were trying to figure out, okay, where did this scrap metal go, and months after the event. But we don't have to worry about months after the event. But so, like, the concrete, when they demolish what's left of the bridge here, where that goes, it's got to, you know, if it goes to a landfill, then we need to know which landfill. I can get the grid coordinates off that later. But, you know, and the pipe, the culverts, are we going to scrap it here, John, or? Well, they took the four cars.
Didn't take any of them out, just one.
Just the one.
All of them are still in because the replacements haven't come in yet.
He told me, wait for the replacements.
Yep.
But you won't take those, will you? Won't Alliance take them?
Well, he asked me, he said, you know, if the town wants to get the scrap metal costs, then we would take them. Six and a half, one, half dozen, the other, but you're going to burn your time.
You're not going to get much out of it.
Yeah, your time and diesel time, engine time.
I will order them and take them.
Yeah, well, they probably ought to, we let them know. We have to let them know that any of that debris.
That wouldn't be something that the engineer would document?
Good question. I don't know. What's your contract? What's our contract
say? I was going to say, because if it isn't in the contract to the excavator, they ain't going to document anything. It's going to sit on the side of the road till hell freezes over.
Yeah, or
they don't have anything to do with it.
Well, they're going to dump it somewhere.
Okay.
I mean, I.
I'm just saying that there's, you know, 30 plus feet sitting there on the side of the road of 12 inch stuff that nobody even friggin' uses anymore.
Right.
And.
Well, the obligation's on us to identify where it goes. You know, how we track that. Because next year, this time, they'll be saying, okay, where did this road go? Where did this bridge go? Where did this soil that came off the ridge road?
Do you want to shoot Nate Seacard an email and just see if that's something that he keeps track of?
I guess.
Well, unless we put somebody on.
No, I mean, I think Alliance will tell us. I mean, they're going to move. They're going to do something with the material that comes off the ridge, south end of the ridge road. Mm-hmm. They're either going to use it at the bottom of the embankment, or as part of the embankment, or they're going to haul it off. I mean, it's a simple question.
John said they were hauling that off.
They're hauling it off because it's too small. It's breaking. It's breaking up with the excavator. So far, it doesn't seem as though the blasters are. So far, but it's early into the thing, but they're hauling it up to Houghton's farm and bury it. All the ledge stuff. The culverts, that would be a different story when they get around to it. Because they'll go back and do, when the big culvert is available and the other 24-inch stuff is stockpiled at their place or whatever, they will make one trip back to finish that, and at that point we'll figure out what goes where.
So Houghton's needs using it as fill then?
Yes.
Clean fill.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I don't think Alliance would have a problem with it if as long as we can communicate to them that we absolutely need to know where everything goes.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know.
I usually stop every day at the job sites, wherever they are.
Just as a reminder that, you know, if it goes down to one of the landfills, and, you know, because last year this time I was scrambling to identify landfills around the Northeast Kingdom and bugging John about where did this look of scrap metal go.
Does anybody take old culverts?
I just took a load up to Mitchell's.
Mitchell's does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, throw that on a small trailer and do it ourselves, I guess.
Yeah, there's only going to be five of them.
Pardon?
There's only going to be five of them. Five small culverts, and then the, hopefully we can save that bigger one for future.
Yeah, I would assume so.
I would hope so.
All the other stuff's 12 inch, which ain't any sense of saving that.
Yep.
Okay. So the glacial operation called FEMA continues to move each year.
Slow.
So I had this later on the agenda, but since we're talking about FEMA and all of that, the audit update, I spoke with Fred somebody.
Fred.
I would have his number. I would have his name up here, but it was the only other auditor that was interested in our project, and he spent a couple of days working with me to find out that we actually do not require an audit this year.
In his
because
opinion. Yeah, you mentioned that last week.
He said a lot of other towns ran into this, but what it is with FEMA, it's the later of obligated or spent, So because we haven't received that 247, that knocks us down under a million, so we don't have to do it.
No, this is going to trickle in over a period of years. I've got job security for 3 or 4 years at least.
Lucky you. So no audit necessary.
Right.
Saved, what, $30,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it wasn't going to be FEMA paid either.
No. Winners. Well,
because
win.
Less than a million.
So let's keep it under a million next year, too.
Yeah, it won't. It just won't. The way this stuff happens, by the time the invoices hit, it'll be to 2027. So that's all I've got.
All right. Thanks, Keith.
You want to stay here?
Thank you, sir.
What?
You don't want to stay here and sweat with us?
My house is cooler. Open all the windows at 5 a.m. Close them up at 7. 69 degrees in the house.
Minutes.
Bye.
So is that something you want to do? You want Jeff? You want to talk to
Casey? Keep track of where stuff goes?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm sure Casey can keep us up to date on it, but
who's Casey?
Blathede owns Alliance.
Oh, I'm just dealing with the guy in the excavator.
Yeah,
Alex.
So.
Yep.
All right. Thank you. I'll make a motion we approve the minutes from the June 1st Select Board meeting.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye. Right.
So moved. Financial controls checklist.
So this is just something we're required by law to do every year that tells, like, about how we do, like, dual control financial stuff. And you're just... I'm required to give it to you once a year, and you just sign off that you received it.
Is that something you've every year been doing? Or?
Road report.
Oh, let's see. Next month we're going to get Johnny and I in a hammer and work on Burroughs Road, put the bigger culvert in, and Mountain Road down below Taylor Farm. We're going to take a hammer to get the ledge knocked out so we can get it in there, bigger one.
Which one's that? The first one, past Phillip?
Down below Phil's.
That first one where that brook crosses?
Yeah.
Before the first knoll?
Second one coming from the line. Second one across. Third one that crosses the road. I got the thing.
Yeah.
But there's not. We're going to get those two changed. We're going to do an embankment over on the crossroad. Put some blocks in there, and we got one by Bill Brown's old house. We got to change. There's a hole in the middle of the road. Hopefully, get them all done. The rest of them will wait because of the construction that's going on with the culverts. Everything else is going all right.
Do we have spare blocks or spare whatever? You were talking about that has to be put in?
Yeah, we got plenty of blocks, and they're going to be plenty when they start putting culverts in.
Other than that. Are these all out of our pocket ones, or any of these Marla
grant money?
Those. Grant, Burroughs, Crossroad, and the one down below Taylor Farm is all down with Grant.
All Grant.
Yep. So
still gonna rent a hammer for a week, get them opened up, get a bigger culvert, because that's what they require.
Johnny got a hammer?
Huh?
John got a hammer?
No.
Nope.
I'm gonna get one from Barry for a week. Okay. It's a plan. See if it goes through. It should.
Well, good. Roads look good everywhere.
Yeah. Add a little more material here in the future.
We ain't got washed out too bad yet.
No radar burns.
All right. H. Gorham Cemetery Deed.
Howard Gorham came in and bought two lots. So I just need, of course Mike Bickford's not here to sign, but if I can have you two sign by your name, then I'll just have to have him stop at his convenience.
Already laid out, Keith?
No. But I mean, they're all, everything, every plot is laid out. They just bought J31, J32.
Yeah, and I don't think he needs it marked yet.
No. Road discussion.
Do we want to wait for Mike Bickford to be here for that? That was your stuff, Jeff, this thing.
All I would do, as Keith is aware of it, my suggestion would be to simply send a copy of this to the landowner, lady, whoever, and say in order for that gate to remain in its place, you need to follow this procedure. If not, the gate will be removed and deposited up by her legally existing gate and just stick it there, because I assume it came from her, unless any of us donated a gate, which, right, I didn't think so. So the gate has been opened almost all the time since any time I've driven by, which has been daily as long as they were working down below. But that's what the process she needs to follow if she wants the gate. And, you know, it can never be locked. So that was, I don't think it needs to be a motion or anything. It's just a procedural, send her a letter, and if she wants it, then she has to fill out the stuff and send it.
You want me to draft that, and then I can email it to you guys, and you can let me know if you want anything changed on it?
That's fine. I mean, I assumed it would be relatively boilerplate type stuff for someone as experienced as you, so.
Fly by the seat of my pants, you mean, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because without that, there's going to be no gate, so I don't get phone calls.
Okay.
Okay, by you.
Sounds good to me.
Yep.
Fire discussion. Warden appointment.
So, I think we've all seen the stuff from the state where they're saying that The fire chief from the fire department has to be our new town warden. I checked with Vermont League of Cities and Towns to ask what happens when a municipality has three different departments and three different chiefs, and they said that each one would serve their own jurisdiction. So the town of Kirby will have three wardens, but if they don't want to handle our town permits, then they could elect James Wood, who is already our fire warden, to be their deputy. I guess it's called a deputy warden.
Yeah.
And then he could still handle permits just like he always has. So it's kind of just a lot of extra footwork for nothing.
But we have to designate him, or they have to?
They have
no,
to.
They have to.
They have to. Mm-hmm. So we contact those three and say we wish to have...
I mean, yeah, I would just let them know that, as far as we're aware, James Wood would like to stay on as fire warden. I mean,
no, I can't get an answer from Jim.
No?
I sent him the Act 162... so he could read it, but this just came out like last week.
Yeah,
and it was passed on the 26th of June.
So do you have the Kirby Horses email?
The what?
Are you emailing him? Is the email address you have, does it start with like Kirby
no,
Horses?
No, I sent him a text message.
Oh, okay.
So he didn't answer me when I sent him that, so then I just sent him one today. So if he's going to be the fire warden, he has to work for three fire chiefs.
Right.
Now, the problem they're going to have is Jim Wood does not go and look at anything. He'll say, yeah, go ahead and burn, or no, you can't burn today. Josh Willie, Jim might say, yeah, go ahead and burn. Josh Willie says, no, you can't burn.
Burke is pretty good about updating their like Facebook page to say like if they're
I know
burning.
But this is what we're going to run into. If somebody on this side of the mountain wants to burn and Jim Wood thinks it's okay and he's over at Bowles stocking shelves and he thinks it's okay because they text him or Jennifer says it's okay, but Josh Willie don't think it's okay, we're going to have a problem. And this is going to be our problem, but it's a state problem. So we're going to have Jeff Coro doing his section. We're going to have Josh doing his section. We're going to have, what's that guy's name?
I don't know.
In Concord. I sent him a message also.
He used to be Richard, but he retired, right?
Yeah, it's
I don't know
Jordan Belanger.
Josh made it seem like he was not interested in taking on extra permitting duties.
No.
Some stuff I had seen that he had posted.
So, Jordan Belanger is the fire chief in Concord. So I sent Jim a message to see if he was going to be willing to stay as deputy. But he's going to work for them three, so it's one of those things. If somebody calls Jim for a permit, Jim's going to have to call his boss and say, can I give him a permit? This is what I'm seeing.
All three of them?
If that's how it's going to work, then the fire chiefs may as well just handle it themselves.
That's what I said.
Which they're
going to
love.
So I guess I'll get an answer from Jim, and if he's willing to do it, we'll just have to play. We'll have to play the game the state wants us to play. And
unless any one of the fire chiefs objects to the process,
Jeff Coral might not want Jim Wood as his deputy. He might want John Morse or somebody down on this side.
Mm.
So
I don't know. People fighting for the position. We'll
and Jim Wood may not want to work for three people.
Right.
That's
so,
yeah.
A valid point as well.
So, but I can't get anybody to answer message. So,
but it's going to, if the state declares this situation in their grand wisdom that they have, doesn't that make the three fire chiefs responsible?
It should.
Because there's no, the law says now that
they are the fire ward.
Correct. So it's their responsibility
to find
until,
and if they want to find a deputy, that's their choice. So I guess what would have to happen would be, if they all want Jim Wood, then those three guys and Jim Wood are going to have to get together and say, okay, if I decide it's okay for somebody to burn, are you going to override my decision? That's and that's not going to happen in every town. But it's going to happen to us because we got three fire departments.
And if they do have to take over the fire warden thing, is that going to make our contract prices jump next year?
It probably will.
How do they do that with part-time people?
Right.
I mean
East Burke is like a volunteer department.
Correct.
And Concord is too, right?
Concord is.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know if Linden is.
They're volunteer.
Yeah, they all are.
So I guess we're just going to have to let it play out and see what happens with my message to Jim. If I have to, I guess I'll have to go see him.
I was going to say, and they must be aware of all of this bullshit as much as anybody else.
I don't know. It was very sudden.
It was like last week.
Well, no, but I'm saying it's, well, yeah. Maybe.
Well, I sent Jordan a message. This was on Friday. So Friday was what? The first? Was it the first? Second.
Second.
Or whatever. He hasn't even got a hold of Curb. He hasn't even got a hold of Victory yet. So he's going to be the fire warden for Victory. And he hadn't even called them. And it's already past the first day. So this is how it's going to work. You know, to get all started over somewhere in Winooski or Williston, fire chief and a fire warden got in a piston match about who could give who permission. And the fire chief says, I'll write a law that says you ain't going to have permission. And that's how it all started. And they got it passed. So,
well, ain't much we're going to be able to do about it.
So I guess
nothing for us to do until
I mean,
we
I talked to
feedback.
Josh pretty much on a daily basis when I'm at the store, because he's in every day.
Josh is?
Josh Willie.
Yeah.
And I'll have to talk to him and say, hey, can you get a hold of Jim Wood and Jeff Coro and Jordan? Because Josh thought he was probably just going to take over Kirby if those guys didn't want to, but now VLCT
Jeff
says...
Jeff Coro said he didn't think that one chief could take it all because they have jurisdiction. Like,
right, right. Like, and that's what VLCT said.
Yes.
So here we are. We got three bosses and one guy to work for them, and how you going to make everybody going to have different vision of what happens for a permit. And so Jim is going, if he wants to do it, then he's going to, then they're going to have to get together with the three of them and figure something out. So I'll work with Josh and see what happens. And meantime, I'll see if I can get Jim to answer my text. If I don't, I'll call him. And see if Josh can set something up with the other chiefs. And this is none of our doing.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
So
we didn't have any problem.
We didn't have, but we're right. Only one person in the state had a problem, and they changed the law. So. Okay, set the tax rate.
So I got education rates from the state. The homestead school, the education rate is 0.9906, and the non-homestead is 1.2014. So when you add our municipal tax of 0.421, the Kirby Homestead rate this year will be 1.4116, and the non-homestead will be 1.6224.
Yeah, I'm going to write all that crap down.
I mean, it's not that much. You want a copy of mine? I mean, all you really need is the bottom number. The homestead is the 1.4116, and the non-homestead is 1.6224.
So, homestead.
I was surprised to see the education rate for homestead under 1. It's like 0.9906 is pretty good.
Probably psychological. Homestead. Surprised non-homestead people haven't sued somebody for creating all this, but 1.6224.
So I think you have to vote to...
No, I got it. I'm good.
I think you have to vote to set that.
Yeah. Any discussion?
I don't know that there's any discussion to be had because...
Probably not.
There's no choices in the matter.
I should say there's only one of them that's set, or two of them set by us, the other one set, and we already set ours, so... So I move we set the tax rates for 2026 homestead at 1.4116 and non-homestead at 1.6224.
Second. All in favor?
All right.
So moved.
Why do they have us do this shit?
So that still should put us some cash in the bank, right?
I mean,
how do
there's
we...
not going to be any extra.
Hmm?
Well, there's...
well, we came in at... We came in at like 32 cents, and we upped it 100,000.
Right, but that 100,000 has to go toward the FEMA costs.
For...
Right.
It doesn't have to, does it?
Yes. Yeah, because when Wanda made the motion, she specified that it was for to go toward the cost that we're obligated to pay for the FEMA repairs. Yeah, and budgets are hard anyway because we set them in January. And then we don't get a penny of money until the end of July at the earliest. So it's like you run on hopes and prayers.
Yeah.
And then the end of the year, you get more than you need. And it's, yeah, it's a balancing act because the state and everywhere else does school goes July to June, and we go January to December. Yeah. So it throws everything off. But there's only like... a couple of towns that do July to June. And I guess if they ever forced the change, eventually it'd be easier, but for a while it would be more difficult.
So most of the towns do what we do?
Mm-hmm.
Calendar?
Yep.
Okay.
Mike's got to come in and sign all these as well.
Budget order bill.
Oh, he doesn't?
No. I do need his signature on Howard Goron's deed.
Right, no, but I'm just saying.
Two selected can sign them, that's enough.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but we had to have the bank do something for renewing the... line of credit thing.
You'll see Primer Piper Eggleston. That is our bond bank attorney that does our closings for us. So all they did was renew the loan. I think they did it for like a 6-year term, but of course our reimbursements will come in way before that. So it just allows us to use that money this summer for repairs.
Do you have that on yours?
Yep.
Oh, okay. I went through them all quickly. And
it should be on one.
Okay.
Of them.
Yep.
Right there.
I was just curious how much.
I think it's usually like $1,200, $1,500 or something. He does all the paperwork and then he does the closing. That's my printer problem, Jeff.
I know. I'm sorry, but I don't understand this. $250.
Oh, so those are charges for the 250th celebration.
Oh.
They had the GoFundMe money come into the town account and so that I can pay their bills so that it can all be tracked. They didn't want to be responsible for all of that. So if it says 250th beside it, it's not anything the town is actually paying. Their GoFundMe is paying that.
Okay. Community Bank SS versus Community Bank MED?
That's Social Security and Medicare. It's
oh, just how you break it out.
Taxes, payroll taxes.
Yep. Yep. Fuel's coming down soon. Capita assessment to the.
That's our annual fee for the waste management district.
Which is going to go up. Got a decent deal on that air hammer, huh?
What's that?
$65.
Four.
Amazon air hammer. Bad.
Yep. Shop around. Aaron likes to use more than hydraulics, but we got away from it.
I did order something from Northern for last
week. Yeah, okay.
Did you get that battery charger?
I did.
Do you like it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Told me what I wanted to know.
Perfect.
No. It's going to be pretty gingerly.
Pike's ledge pack still good stuff. Pike's ledge pack still.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was going to say they tried like the Dickens to get Alliance to use them, but he can't handle the time. Transport time back and forth.
Well, I don't know the price changes a lot.
Has 4-inch stuff in his pit? I didn't know that.
4-inch round.
Oh, just roly.
Yeah, roly. There's a price from Luke on the price sheet.
Price list for Pike?
Yeah. Don't get one. Well, it's different for us than it is for them. So,
ten inch and 12-inch culverts for Victory Hill?
Yeah.
Doesn't need to be any bigger?
You're not going to get it. It's
can't get
that. Oh, that's the... I gotcha. Yep, that's true.
Need a couple more, but I'm kind of hoping we'll dig up something that we can use it for in office.
Yeah. Nothing got out back, huh? I mean, nothing we have out back. New truck okay, John?
Did I?
New truck?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like that standard transmission, huh? After having to deal with that freaking automatic for 15 years. You mean they're not even going to be able to get one? What a crock.
Yep.
That would make me switch manufacturers and big friggin' hurry. Take care, bud. Thank you. Is this something?
That is the equipment check.
Which means what?
Where we pay the equipment. So for this quarter, it was $35.35. Or for this month, sorry.
So we're supposed to sign this or something?
It normally just gets clipped to the back of one of John's orders.
Okay. Check for deposit, not a bill. The car crushing.
Because John wrote down the C&M car crushing, and yeah. That was a check for deposit. That was from taking back the scrap metal. He brought me the check to put into the town checking account, but he wrote it down where he normally puts invoices. So I was just saying that wasn't a bill.
Wasn't a bill.
No. No, it was a check that we could put into our account.
Oh, because it was a deposit.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So I see some of your question marks are on the class 4 stuff. John knows he's over on class 4, but Victory Road is like not passable. So
it doesn't necessarily have anything to do with what, as much as it does, I don't understand the percentages and totals. They don't add up.
You're right, his percentage is not right because it's over budget, so it should be 100-something%.
I say I didn't. I have.
Yeah, sometimes my forms don't always work right. These should automatically figure, but sometimes they don't, and they usually.
Well, either I'm not reading it right, or most all of it doesn't make sense to me. As far as what the percentages of used are.
What the heck is this?
And the other part of
maybe
it is, you know, like if we're way over, you know, it's kind of a why type of thing. Because
right.
That's just numbers. It doesn't explain anything. You know what I mean? I just didn't want to take time tonight to, seeing as you were already going to be here tomorrow. I started going through the stuff.
Yeah, you're right. Some of these percentages are not right. Let me write myself a note to double check those percentages, budget. I feel like I double checked the ones for town, but not for highway. Of course, I was stressing and sweating trying to use my magnifying glass and no printer. But, yeah. No, it does look like some of those highway ones are not correct.
For instance,
I mean, these totals, the two-date totals are correct.
I'm not saying they aren't. What I'm saying is, here's the 6,000 budget, here's 6133, so we're $133 in the hole. How the hell can it be 21% used? That's what the, I don't care about 25 type stuff, but that's, a lot of that doesn't add up or make sense to me. So that was what, when I started looking at, there's another one.
Yeah. I'll look at this tomorrow.
You know, here's 5760, okay, and $2,000 has come out of
about
it.
About a third, not 6%, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and 2%, you know, that.
And I don't even know if those totals would be right from last month.
I just work here.
Me too.
Well, you can see why I didn't want to bring it all up.
Yeah. No, I'll look at those tomorrow and correct them and send you a new copy.
Well, can I still come in and go over them so
we're
both on the same page, or will I be bothering you?
No. The only thing I know is I've got that copier guy coming at 8.
Yep.
But he pretty much just
minds
his own business over there. And the Kirby quilters are going to be out here in the hall. So I should be pretty free tomorrow.
Okay, the next select board meeting will be August 3rd, 6 p.m.
I have one question. Like on the Brook Road project, Nate has finally gotten okay from the state to allow Alliance into the Brook to get rid of debris, trees, etc. And there's a whole bunch of material that washed up in one corner. So that was going to be quote unquote a supplemental, I guess you would call it, because it was not part of their original contract. And when they came here, all of those Jersey barriers belonged to Winterset. And to my knowledge, according to John, we've never been charged for any of them sitting here.
I think we have.
Well, that's part of what I need to know, because now these guys have started sliding them around and hitting them with the boom and breaking the reflectors off of them.
Are ours, aren't they?
No. That whole...
I don't know.
That's all of Winterset's. That's what I was told.
I'll look back.
And that's what John told me as well.
Oh, so maybe it's the Jersey barriers are not ours, but the concrete blocks are ours? Because we got a big...
Concrete blocks might be ours, like what's being used on the bridge and what's down by Mike's house and stuff
maybe
like
that's
that.
What I'm thinking of.
The Jersey barriers that have been lining the road since last fall, whatever, belong to Winterset. And normally they charge you a monthly
Winterset
thing.
Winterset never worked for us.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they be Winterset?
We must have borrowed them.
They have them. Tons of them.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
We must have borrowed them.
Right. Where they put them in, and from what I've been told by John, we haven't been charged for them, which then sort of obligates us is I got to figure out how to get them back to Winterset. Or is it Winterset's responsibility to come and get them? But regardless, these guys have already damaged them to some extent. So I'm trying to figure out, quote unquote, they talk about, I'll look in the contract and see what I have to do. Is a contract what we had as a bid?
Nate Seacart should have a more...
Okay.
Detailed.
Then I'll start contract with him tomorrow, because
I don't have a copy.
There's too many. There's, yeah, and I looked at a bid sheet, and that's not a, you know, theoretically, that's not a contract.
No.
So,
yeah,
if you don't have contracts, we don't have contracts, somebody's got to have a copy.
I don't have a printed copy. I wonder if Nate Seacard has emailed it to me. But I'm sure he has it.
Well, somebody better have one there at this point. But I mean, I'm just saying,
I mean,
that's what it's going to become an issue of how how do we get them? Who's responsible? Not now that they're quote unquote slightly damaged and stuff like that. Who the hell's going to pay for that? Da da da. They're going to say, well, it wasn't in my contract to move them, so they were in my way, so I moved them.
Well.
Not to mention the fact they got to be trucked to Winterset.
Were they brand, new when we got them?
Blocks. Like, how hard are you pushing
them
out of the way?
No, what I'm saying is all of them have attached to, embedded in them, white reflectors. So that when you come up the road at nighttime, that's what shines off them. They're all scattered on the ground, ripped off the things and everything else, just because they did not pick them up with a chain. They moved them with a bucket and slid them around. They didn't care. And if that's an issue for Winterset, who didn't charge us for them for all that time,
we may own them.
Yeah, yeah, which, as far as I'm concerned, goes back to...
I don't know if they have storage for them.
Well,
I want to talk to John and see if he wants to own them.
Well, I'm just saying it bothers me, and it seems somewhat open-ended.
Yeah.
So, but I will look into it further. I thought Nate would either have emailed something to us about what's going to be the cost of what happens down there, which has not been voted on, or funds allocated or whatever. And does that become something that Keith can add to the list of expenses that FEMA should pay for, you know. That's where all of that's going. You can move to adjourn. I just wanted to...
Yep.
Seconded.
All right. I make a motion to adjourn.
Seconded.
All in favor?
All right.